Article 3 is managers. We're going to define what the managers are going to do in order to run this company. In 3.1, it talks about management. Basically, what we're doing is we're giving the managers authority, and we're saying that they can do whatever they want, provided that that thing hasn't been reserved to the members by the operating agreement. So we say, managers, do whatever you want, unless we have written in this agreement that the members have to do that, or that the state act requires the members to do that. And by the way, there are links to each one of the state acts in the LLC Wizard Course 2. 3.2, you're going to note that there are two choices here: the number, tenure, and qualifications of the managers. In this particular operating agreement, you have two managers, John and Joseph. You could only have one, or you could have three or four, whatever. You're going to list them here. You're going to list them by name and by address. You're going to be choosing one or the other of these two provisions. Basically, you're choosing whether you want your company, your LLC, to be member-managed or manager-managed. What does that mean? Well, if you're going to be member-managed, that means that the manager, the guy who is the officer, director, has to be an owner, a member of the LLC. Manager-managed means that you can get anybody to be a manager, officer, director of the company. They don't have to have an ownership interest in the company. In that case, you have centralized management. If it's a member-managed, you have decentralized management. And the problem is, you got your operating agreement off the internet, or the attorney handed you a bunch of pieces of paper, and you said, well, do I want it to be member-managed or manager-managed? And the fact of the matter is they said, well, it doesn't really matter. Just do whatever you want. That's not really true. If it's going to be member-managed, then the members are going to have a lot more control. The owners are going to have a lot more control over what happens in the LLC. If it's manager-managed, you're turning this baby over to this other guy, and he ain't an owner. He's just the hired gun. And this becomes important in the charging order protection, the asset protection stuff that we talk about in Course 6 of the LLC Wizard. You're making a very important choice here, and let me explain the choice to you for 2 seconds. There are four elements to a corporation. Notice I didn't say an LLC, I said a corporation. The four elements that you have to have in order to have a corporation are limited liability, everybody wants that, centralized management. That means that the officers and directors don't have to be owners of the company. They don't have to be stockholders. You want continuity of life. If one of the stockholders dies, the company goes on. I mean, somebody in IBM, one of the shareholders dies, IBM goes on. No problem, right? And you want transferability of ownership. You want to be able to sell the stock. Those are the four elements of a corporation. Now, when they created an LLC, they said, okay, we are going to basically have an entity which is not a corporation. And the way we're going to define it is we're going to say that this entity only gets 2 of the 4 elements of a corporation. It can't have more than 2. That's the definition of an LLC. The catch is you get to pick which 2 you're going to have. Remember the story I told you about the big businessman in our state where the father, the patriarch, was dying and they came to us? The LLC was going to die with the death of the father. They didn't have continuity of life. They hadn't made that choice. Well, which choices are you going to make? The obvious one is you want limited liability. You want the corporate shield, the limited liability. Well, okay, now you've got 3 more that you can pick, but you only get to pick 1. Can't pick 2. Well, if you pick manager managed, you just picked your 2nd one. And when the internet guys and the lawyers said, yeah, it doesn't make any difference, pick member manager, manager managed, it doesn't matter. No, it does matter, guys, because you just made your 2nd pick. If you pick a third one, you don't have an LLC. But wait, corporation has four. Has to have four. You don't have a corporation either. What have you got? Well, we're not sure exactly what you've got. This is one of those areas that the court hasn't come down on too heavy yet. But I can tell you that you don't have an LLC and you don't have a corporation. And if I'm suing you, I'm certainly going to say, hey, no corporation, no LLC, this is a partnership. And you don't get the liability shield because you screwed up. Now, the problem is, 9 out of 10 lawyers can't give you the four elements of a corporation. They can't give you the fact that you can only have two of those in an LLC. They never learned that. As a result, they're writing their operating agreement, and they say, well, gee, that sounds nice. Oh, let's pick that one, too. And then you're in trouble. So I'm going to point out these four things as we go along, and you're going to make your pick two choice. Limited liability plus one of these other three.